This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome tonight's guest. You can't lose when he talks news. Washington Times opinion editor, Fox News contributor Charlie Hurt. He's got more singles than a strip club ATM. Singer, songwriter, host of The Pursuit on Fox Nation, John Rich. She's as fiery as she is wiry. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Timpf. And every boat he's on becomes a submarine. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right, Charles, welcome back. What do you think of the shame and blame game you see among the media?
Oh, it's incredible. And I think you're exactly right. That monologue should have been in the Federalist Papers. It is a perfect enunciation of federalism. It's exactly what the founders intended. And it is exactly how you get through something like a pandemic. You have 50 experiments. You have 50 different efforts. Everybody, and we can all assume, we can just assume that everybody, every governor in America wants to do whatever they have to do to save lives.
Right.
And there are going to be different ideas for doing that, and we can pick the good ones and learn from the bad ones. But of course, the dichotomy here is between people who hate Trump and
yeah.
Trump. And it's no matter what Trump does, they hate him. And and you get this real sense that they're actually rooting for failure because they want to see Trump fail.
Exactly. You know, John, if you want to reopen your restaurant or a bar, people are going to say you want people to die. That's how they reason.
I actually had a tweet that said that to me today because we reopened Redneck Riviera here in Nashville, of course, right along with state guidelines, city guidelines. And somebody actually said John Rich's new record is going to be called I Kill My Fans for Money. I mean, like just insanity. But, you know, you can't listen to that nonsense because that's obviously, you know, we're trying to get our country back open safely, just like Charlie just said. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. And Kat, you know, no one knows when to open. And no one knows, like, are we too early or too late? There's no exact date. The only way to do is to find out with these 50 openings and see the interaction between the states and the virus. That's what we have to do, right?
No, I disagree. I think that what we should do is just remain closed indefinitely and focus on calling Trump racist over anything and everything. That's really important. Right. No, especially a situation like this. Right. Where I'm so glad that you brought that up in your monologue, because China has been covering up the severity of its coronavirus crisis for a while now. Right. And why do people cover things up? To make themselves look better. What is it to make yourself look better? It's to engage in competition. OK, that's clearly what he meant. You don't need a PhD in social justice to figure that out. You need a dictionary and the ability to read.
I
he was making a point worth making. So what should he have done? He should have just said, you know what? You're Chinese, so I can't answer that if
yes.
you ask me that. But if a white reporter asks me, then I can totally answer it. I mean, damn. Like, what does he want people to do?
Yes,
or what
true.
Do people want him to do? Yeah.
I can't answer that. So, Tyrus, this is like a brave new world. And yet we have a media that keeps, like, basically crapping on our citizens for their individual concerns. They're not cutting them any slack, which drives me crazy. I know it's not a question.
Well, yeah, it was a statement, but I got you.
Yeah.
The thing about it is we have to make decisions. We have to make personal individual decisions in this country pretty soon. And I think that's the whole point of what it is to be an American. Mm-hmm. We have the guidelines from the CDC. We have things we can do. But we know now that there's sharks in the water. We know that whether we stay indoors or we go outdoors, we'll run the risk. We can take precautions. We can make that decision. But we need to be allowed to make that decision. If if a man wants to open up his restaurant under those guidelines, and I decide to go to his restaurant because I'm following my guidelines and I want to take that chance, there should be no argument for that. That should be fine. We know what's going on. It's just whenever they try to make medicine, science, political, it never works. And this is where people are making their own decisions, and that's what it's all about.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Do you yearn for sweaty men to return? Last weekend, for the very first time since the pandemic began, ESPN, a network, broadcast a live championship event to a nation thirsty for competitive sport. Cornhole. Yeah, it's where you toss the beanbags into a hole, I think. But since ESPN had exclusive rights, to this event, we can't get the video for it. The stuff we're showing you is amateur cornhole. Amateur cornhole. Which was the title of a movie I made in the 80s. Totally different theme. I burned every copy, except for one. But thank God NASCAR returns Sunday. No fans in the stands and smaller pit crews. And we'll get to see the race on Big Fox. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said all pro sports teams welcome to practice and play in his state. So the games are trying to restart. And when pro baseball returns, it will have a new rule. No spitting. Imagine that. For a century, ballplayers have been spitting with pure abandon, but no more. This is truly the end of an era. John, all right, I don't know what can you give me something? What is the future of outdoor concerts or any events going to look like? You must have meetings with this all the time. Give us some hope.
Well, first of all, the death of spitting, I mean, that was classic, Greg, and thank you so much for highlighting the death of spitting.
Yes.
That was really heartbreaking, honestly. In the concert world, it's not looking good right now. You know, how do you socially distance 20,000 big and rich fans? I mean, I think we're all thinking probably as an industry, it's going to take a medical breakthrough, a vaccine, something like that before we're back on the road. You know, people sometimes think, well, big and rich is just two guys. Yeah, but it's not. It's truck drivers and bus drivers and light guys and band and caterers and promoters. And there's really millions of people around the country that participate in live music. So we're hanging in there. You know, we're live streaming and still trying to entertain our fans. But it's a little bit of a tough picture right now, to be honest.
I have no idea. The one option you can do is just make really bad music so fewer people show up. But that's impossible for big and rich.
I do that anyway.
Oh, stop it, you. Tyrus, all right, should I just ask you the sports question? What's going to happen to sports? Are you happy about cornhole?
Well, the good thing about cornhole is literally me and anyone on this panel can go pro.
Yes.
We can literally, all we need is matching shirts. Oh, we could do it, Kat. We could do it. I'm telling you. We can actually we'll throw the game off because we'll have an extra one. We'll be three. We'll be the fabulous Freebirds of cornhole, and they'll never know which combination of the two of us we're facing. It'll be epic. So that's the good thing about cornhole coming out. But sports is going to take time, and it's one of those things that I put on the least important of the things we want back sooner. So.
Really?
I can't wait to go to a baseball game or a basketball game or go see my homeboy's concert. Or even if I return to the wrestling ring, go back to wrestling in front of, 100,000 people. So those things are very important. But in the short term, I definitely agree we're probably going to have to wait for a vaccine situation for those kind of numbers. But that's all right. But I'll take cornhole, NASCAR, And, hey, what are you doing? Is Tom okay? He's, O'Connor was spitting for years as a baseball player. Did anyone check on Tom?
Yeah, I have no idea. What, Kat?
I just want to talk about the spitting.
Okay, sure.
So you said it's going to be done, but I thought it said they're going to limit spitting.
Yes.
Right? So the amount of spitting that they do, that could just mean just like 1,000 spits rather than spitting the whole time. Because honestly, a room of 30 babies produces less free-flowing saliva than an American baseball team at work. I know this. I've researched it. It was my senior thesis, and all I got was a D- and a bunch of cops in my dorm room like, where'd all the babies go? Where'd you get them from? But I'm glad I'm able to use it now, help you out
yeah.
with that.
I just know that when we have a segment that mentions cornholing and spitting, totally different idea in my head. But anyway, yeah, well, Charlie, last word to you. This is actually, I feel bad. I mean, I have no answers for this.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it, I mean, to me, this goes back to your monologue, which I think is it really is a very important issue. And this idea that you have 50 states, you have 50 experiments. But, you know, America was founded on the possibility, on the prospect that people are willing to take risks. I mean, yeah. we allow people to elect somebody that we're going to put in charge of the largest nuclear arsenal on the planet. I think that those same people can be trusted to make decisions about how to keep their families safe and how to keep themselves safe. And, you know, eventually we do need to get back to having sporting events. We got to have baseball stadiums filled with people. And I think that the more of those decisions that get made, not from the very top, but from, you know, at more local levels. And then, of course, alongside those decisions that get made by actual citizens about how to take care of themselves and how to look out for their neighbors. We're going to get a whole lot. The thinking is going to get a whole lot wiser the closer we get that to the people, the people on the ground.
Well, to close out, the pandemic is stress testing everything in our lives. So the stuff that yeah. isn't going to work out is going away. Spitting, which is great because it's going to reduce cancer among players who chew tobacco. So something is going to finally go away. Other things are going to start happening. I exercise indoors. I never did that before, and I like it because I can wear whatever I want. Thanks to Charlie Hurt, John Rich, Kat, and Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you more than ever, America.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.